Hello, everyone, and welcome to the post-race press conference for round number six of the 2026 FIM North America Arena Cross Championship presented by Kicker Performance Audio. We have our AX Pro top three, Austin Politelli grabbing the win, Robbie Wageman rounding out the podium in third place spot, and Ryan Breese finishing second strong here tonight. Consistent moto finishes, making the overall rather easy. Congratulations, gentlemen. Robbie, I'm going to start things off with you. Back with us here in Arena Cross. We talked earlier today. You said you feel like you're back at home. Talk a little bit about the difference in maybe the racecraft or the way that you approach a race in Supercross versus Arena Cross. Is there any difference? Is the intensity difference? How do you feel Supercross varies compared to Arena Cross?
Yeah, I would say Arena Cross is probably a little bit more intense. Intensity is really high. Obviously, the race is shorter, but it feels longer just doing so many laps, and the intensity is really high. So haven't raced, obviously, Arena Cross in a few weeks, so had to pick that back up. And then, I just had a crash last weekend, and body's a little sore, so just left a little bit on the table out there. But overall, after last weekend and during this week, I'm happy with being on the podium for sure.
Now, I know you touched on racing Supercross tomorrow night as well. Do you feel like regaining that experience in Arena Cross, maybe picking that intensity back up, is going to help you tomorrow night?
Yeah, absolutely. Racing's racing, and any racing is good for me. So, looking forward to tomorrow. I think tonight was good for me as well, just to keep the body loose, and I didn't really ride this week. So doing that, and then obviously these guys next to me are on it. So racing with fast guys and just keeping my brain right.
Now, you said a little bit earlier you felt like you left maybe a little bit on the table. Can you explain a little bit further on what you might mean by that?
I think just taking the hit that I did last weekend just kind of puts a toll on the body and stuff like that. So I had like a big recovery week this week trying to get my body better for this weekend. Just trying to heal up, and I think, that played a part in tonight a little bit. I just didn't have that little intensity that I needed that for the race. So there was just a little bit that was left out there.
Well, certainly good to have you back here at Arena Cross. Congratulations on the third place.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, going to head to the other end of the table. Your points leader still, Ryan Breese. Ryan, got to think overall a positive night. 2-2 on the evening. We're back in the top three overall. We're still holding on to that red plate. What's our overall thoughts here tonight from Prescott?
Yeah, good. I think, I got to just set myself up better than the upcoming laps, the first two laps. But, shout out to my teammate, right? He just whipped our ass, and it's going to be hard to swallow. But it's, cool because we get to go back and freaking work hard, right? So it's he's freaking an animal on the practice track, too. So it's just up in the level, and, I just got to be better.
One of the things I noticed changing from main one to main two was the gate that you chose. You were all the way on the inside in main two, which is something we see you rather comfortable in throughout the season. Main one, was that the gate that you were hoping to get? Was there a reason that you preferred that inside? Ultimately didn't get the whole shot from it, but still seems like when you have the opportunity, you're the guy that likes that furthest inside gate.
Yeah, I always do like that inside. I mean, it's hard to get that jump, but when you do, you can kind of box out the guys. But, Austin had a good jump, and I was getting closed off right there, so it was kind of hard to set myself up and then kind of just being precautious on the second turn going into the whoops, and then wouldn't have that drive. So I was trying to make up some ground for pretty much the whole entire lap because, the rhythm section was the same thing for everyone. It was just a simple little on-off, little double, right? So the only way was, if you get a better drive through the whoops, and it was kind of – there were small whoops too. So it was just, I got to be better, and we'll go back to work and have some fun.
Now, we did see in the sight lap before, I believe it was main two, I didn't really catch it the best, but it looked like maybe a little bit of cat and mouse, a little bit of playing around between yourself and Cole Thompson. We know you guys are good friends. Can you touch a little bit about what happened for those that maybe didn't quite see it?
Good parade lap. It was fun. I like that stuff.
Fair enough. We'll take that. Another thing, you talked about the relationship between yourself and your teammate, Austin Politelli. You guys were going back and forth earlier today in qualifying, and it looked like, for the most part, Politelli was almost stuck right behind you. I saw you glancing back a couple of times. Is it something where you'd like to jump in behind Austin, maybe see what he's doing? What's kind of the dynamic between the two of you during qualifying? Because most of the time we see you guys up inside the top three, if not one and two.
Yeah, I mean, usually he's top of the board, pretty much all season. So there's no really goal on getting ahead or anything like that. I think we're just trying to figure out there's another guy out there that's likes to do dumb crap. So we're just trying to figure out maybe there's an open lane for the next two lanes that we have. So just trying to figure that out and opening up the lap for us so we can get a heater.
Well, congratulations on another solid finish.
Thanks.
All right, and into the center of the stage we go. Austin Politelli, you get the job done. Man, we could see the emotion after main two. You touched we've seen you grab win, but you touched on how good it feels to grab that 1-1. Talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, just great day altogether. Fastest both practices and won my heat, won both mains. So stoked. Like Ryan said, we've been working really hard during the week, motos together. Sometimes I hate it, but, you know, it's paying off, so I'm stoked.
Now, you've touched, even in our post-race interview, you talked about the new program, the new team. It's easy to talk about how good things are coming into the season, but here we are a little past the mid part of the season. Has it continued to build throughout the year as well? Do you feel like even since the beginning of the year, you're finding more speed or finding better settings on the machine and getting more comfortable with both the team and the bike?
Oh, yeah, for sure. With both bike, myself, I mean, I finally got some different suspension, and which we worked with a little bit before the last round, but with customs and stuff, didn't want to fly with it. So that helped a lot. Just made me be able to ride a little bit more confident and aggressive. So, yeah, I'm stoked. And you could always be better. Even when you're winning, there's always improvements.
Well, congratulations. It was hard to look for much improvement here today. You had it handled.
Thank you.
Congratulations. I believe we've got some additional questions.
I got a question coming in for you, Austin. You mentioned that you got new suspension on your bike this far into the season and you're changing suspension. What brought that on?
To be honest, it's something I've been wanting to change for a while. It's just honestly don't really have an answer for it. Just it took a little bit longer than I wanted to, but it's here and it's getting better and it's just learning a new bike. I haven't been on a Honda in a long time, so yeah, it's everything's getting better for sure.
All right, question for you, Robbie. You're heading down to Supercross for tomorrow. Then next weekend we're in Reno. It's the hometown race for you. You think that's got enough recovery after your incident last week that you're going to be ready in Reno?
Yeah, I'll be ready. Like I said earlier, I think, you know, racing tonight and tomorrow in Supercross is good for the body. And then, yeah, I go back home this week, rest, recover, and I'll be there in Reno ready to fight for two nights.
All right. Next question for you, Ryan. These guys are heading to Supercross, going Supercross racing tomorrow. You were at Anaheim trying it. How do you feel not going down there tomorrow racing Supercross?
I'm tearing up, man. It's sad. It's sad. You know, all the boys are going. I just got to sit on the couch. Nah. It's good, man. Life's good. I do love to race, and I'm in a contract to do Arena Cross, and that's what we're here to do.
All right. Last question. This is for both of you MCR guys. All season we've seen you guys line up. You've never lined up beside each other on the gate, but we saw a little different strategy today. You guys were side by side. Is there some team orders going on there?
No team orders at all. Honestly, like we said last weekend, we're just like looking at the freaking exit of the gate. So that's, I mean, for me, no.
No, nothing really. I mean, it was the gate I chose, and he lined up next to me. So no, nothing at all.
Were you scared seeing him lining up inside you?
No, not at all.
All right, that's all I've got. Back to you, Zach.
All right, any other questions? I believe that's going to do it. Once again, congratulations, our AX Pro top three here from round six, Prescott Valley. You guys are good. We're going to bring up our AX Lights winner. All right, here we are with your AX Lights winner once again. He's the points leader. He's got to be feeling good. Dane Morales, you get the job done once again in here tonight. Man, I see you smiling. How are we feeling right now?
Feeling awesome, you know. Came into this weekend just, business as usual. Got the points lead, but it's cool to have the red plates on this weekend. And some big competition with Jeremy Fapani. He was ripping out there, but pulled the trigger on the restart, and I really held my own out there, and I was, you know, I'm just stoked with my riding and just the progression every round.
Yeah, I was going to say, you kind of maybe be careful what you ask for, or you get exactly what you ask for. We heard you in Toronto saying, hey, Jeremy and anybody else, come and check this out, check out this AX Lights class. You touched on it. We did have that restart after Riders goes down. You were second place on gate one. Gate drop two, though, you executed that to perfection. What did you change anything? Was it just had a little more focus, maybe the added heart rate? What do you think worked better for you in that second gate drop?
Yeah, they just they held us a little bit long on the first gate drop, and I think, I don't know, maybe my clutch heated up a little bit, and I just didn't jump exactly how I was predicting it to, and I was a little lucky to get a second chance at that, and I wasn't going to blow it that time, so leaned forward a little bit more and gave it a little bit more, and the wheel didn't come up that time. And, I was able to get the whole shot. And I was really stoked to be, you know, leading laps against Jeremy. And like you said, you know, I asked for it, and I want it. I want the fastest dudes to be here racing with me. I want to prove that I'm right there with them, and I belong there with them. So
Hey, absolutely. And we've talked about the way your confidence has grown throughout the season in post-race interviews, and you can even see it in your riding style as well. Got to think, it's a small community here in arena cross and motocross racing. Got to be some names, I'm thinking, besides Jeremy Fapani, who we'd love to see out in Reno again. Anybody we're thinking that we'd love to see? Anybody else we want to call out?
It's hard to think of guys specifically, you know. Anybody who's out there at Fox or Elsinore on a weekday who's not doing Supercross yet, come out to arena cross, get some gate drops. Yeah, you know, the Team Green guys are there sometimes. And, you know, Vincent Way, I called out last time, but, you know, he's getting ready for SMX next. But, yeah, I want the fastest dudes here. I want the best competition. So, yeah.
Well, once again, an impressive performance. You held off a ton of pressure here tonight and got the job done. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, going to hand over for some additional questions for Dane Morales.
Dane, we're seeing you out there in the lights class and you compete in the AX Pro class. Do you have the same intensity for both races?
It's definitely a different intensity. I try to carry the exact same intensity. Tonight was a little bit of a struggle bus in the open class. Just couple little issues off the start, tangled with a rider, and then just a technical issue in the second one out of our control. And but made the best of it. Still went 8-8 on the night, but just kind of felt like I was sitting in the back and I should have been up towards the top five. That's where I should have belonged. But definitely try to carry the same intensity no matter what race, no matter what gate drop I'm in, for sure. And but definitely playing a little bit smarter too in the open mains, thinking about that lights championship too. So
all right, I believe that's gonna do it. Dane, congratulations once again. We'll see you in Reno.
Thank you guys, see you there.